Why does it say 38 and not 40?
Because your mom wants to be 38.
Let's not mention it again.
It doesn't seem like our lives should be this much work. We're gonna blink and be 90.
What?
We have to make a choice to make things different.
Why do we fight?
I don't know. You get so mad at me. Sometimes I think you want to kill me.
I do want to kill you.
How would you do it?
I would poison your cupcakes that you pretend not to eat every day.
Okay, here's the deal. Judd Apatow proves his ego is the largest in Hollywood with his unnecessary and inept sort of sequel to the 2007 hit Knocked Up. Abandoning the original characters, This Is 40 focuses on Pete and Debbie, who are both going through different midlife crises as they hit the big 4-0. However, the movie serves as nothing more than another way for Apatow to cast his shrill real-life wife and irritating real-life children in the film. There's no sense of what it's really like to turn 40 as a normal person. Instead, we are treated to the most horrible marriage of two horrible people raising two horrible children. It's sheer madness on a stick, an excruciating movie that's only redeeming value is to remind you that your own family is better than the hideous creatures and relationships shown on the screen. A bitter lesson in narcissism and nepotism, This Is 40 gets 1 star out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.